Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just a little bit. Ooh, welcome. Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Pod Shambles for Christmas special.
Oh, okay, but it's not.
It's Halloween. Then you say, it's Halloween, Pads, and I go, what? And then you say,
are you alright?
You say this is a shambles.
Are these your clothes you're wearing, mate? I don't recognise anything you're wearing.
I am so hungover.
Why are there bits of carrot in your beard?
I just had a carrot!
Horrible hangover carrot.
I'm so, like, this is awful.
This is already a shambles. Even by our standards, mate, this is terrible.
And you're not even saying that as, like, you know, the normal intro thing.
Oh, sorry. This is a shambles!
Where you're like, one of us makes a joke and then the other one.
You're dragging me down.
I know. I think I've dragged this on for too long. Say this is a shambles.
This is a shambles.
Yeah, you see, that's a classic intro. Gold. This is a shambles. Yeah, and then the theme tune.
You going to do that?
Jiggity, 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 Simon. No, just play the real one. Shall I be a ghost?
I'm going to start this, okay? There's no other way this is going to work. Shut the fuck up. Hello! It's the Pod Shambles again. It's a spooky Halloween special.
I am a ghost.
It's extra spooky because Paddy had a large one last night.
So did you, but you...
Yeah, you say a large one. I had two tiny beers, and then I came home very promptly at 11 o'clock. You, on the other hand, were out painting the town various shades of crimson with your gallivanting and your all your fripperies and your fineries and all those hats.
I love that.
When will you learn that you feel like poo the next day?
One thing you should have learnt about me is I never learn. If anything, I unlearn. Unlearn, what's the word for not learning?
Oh, wow, forget. That is the ultimate irony. That was wonderful.
Okay, so for the listeners at home, which is all of you, I'm not drunk, by the way.
You're swearing a bit.
I mean, we've done a couple of episodes pissed. And it's really clear when I'm pissed, but this is what I sound like when I'm hungover. I know.
Well, it's because we went out for our lovely friend James's birthday. James, who of course has appeared on the podcast back in season one.
Back in 64.
And it was his very happy 25th birthday.
It was his 25th.
And we had a lovely time.
He's
to a bar.
Three quarters of the way to death.
Is that how three quarters? Hang on.
I'm going to kill him.
How does that sum even work?
I'm going to kill him when he's
25 three quarters of.
Divide by four.
And they have to divide by three and times by four.
Okay, so that's like eight and a third, right?
Yeah. Times by four.
Times by four is...
So he's going to be 33 when he
33
dies.
33. And
he's given him eight more years.
He's going to be a third of the way to 100. See, the maths is watertight.
But we went to a lovely, lovely bar called Garlic and Shots, where they do some kind of interesting little beers, and then they do a huge garlic beer, which wasn't great. I tried a bit.
Did you have one?
Yeah, not
I
great.
Didn't have one. I stuck to the shots. Pretty, like a really clever person.
Pretty fucking hipster, if I can say so. Who puts garlic in a beer? Who had a beer and went, oh, I know what will make this better if I put garlic
in. But in fairness, it's called Garlic and Shots.
Yeah, okay, like, but they don't put garlic on everything. It's not
it was
like, you know,
normal beers. .gov.uk
.gov.uk
Yeah, and it was like a governmental beer hat. I don't know what I'm saying.
Put your sleepy hat
Take your sleepy hat off. I've taken it off. I've had my hair cut, by the way. That's unrelated. Hang on.
No, you haven't had your hair cut.
Yes, I have. I've had 5 inches.
It's still really long.
Yeah, but I've made a bloody effort.
To what end?
To the end is nigh.
Yeah, we're fucking
We went
to Garlic and Shots, and they've got a really, really wonderful arrangement of like single shots of cocktails, basically.
It's
really
fucking
strong. And they do a really good blood shot, which is Halloween-y. Which
blood
is a Bloody Mary with loads of garlic and loads of vodka in it.
Yeah, exactly, but it's tiny. It's like really it's fucking great.
But I had two tiny
San Miguel's,
and you... had.
And you had a blood shot.
I did not have a blood shot.
Did you not?
No.
Oh,
because I had work today.
I had yours.
Yes.
I kept ordering them.
You did.
For you.
And then someone spanked £600 on the bar tab for us, which was very lovely.
That was really cool. That was about the burps, by the way. Basically, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do here...
This is already unravelling so quickly.
Yeah, I know, but so what my plan is, okay, plan of action.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me any word. Give me a word.
Give you a word.
Give me any word.
Orange.
Orange, right. Like, orange, you're glad it didn't say banana. Okay, give me another one. You see, I'm showing you that I can still
ironing board.
Ironing board. I'm bored of ironing, tell you that. You see, I can still be funny.
No!
And podcast
you've
worthy.
You've lost it, mate. You've lost
what
it.
What I'm going to do...
Booze is your, no, is your, like, kryptonite.
Hey, no, I can just... Look, hey, I'm normal. I can just breathe through this hangover.
Oh, how quickly are you going to be able to keep that up before you vomit
dude,
everywhere?
You just wait. I'm going to keep this up. So, look, hey, so the story goes, we went to Garlic and Shots. Well, that was great. And then you went home at about, what, 11?
Yeah.
Because you
had a really good night's sleep.
You had to get up for work today.
I had to get up for work today, and I had to do some life admin of a Sunday evening. And you stayed out and got rat arsed.
Yeah, but now you feel
terrible.
But like so did a lot of other people. It wasn't like
I decided the night would continue
lonely.
Well, those other people. Oh, yeah, no, I guess so. Are they complaining about hangovers, probably?
Yes, they are. I've spoken to most of them.
You vomited with a couple of them. You went over for a little puke party.
I did.
I
was very embarrassingly sick in the street last night. I haven't done that since I was about 19.
Oh, darling. Did someone haul back your admittedly shorter hair?
No, because I brought a hat.
vomit in?
Yeah. a little pool of puke.
There's a great story of my family, which is...
what?
She won't be listening to this. But my great aunt, nameless,
I love
she
it.
Once
instantly we get an email.
I was disgusted. Mate, don't even joke. She might do. She's very. She's far more savvy than she lets on.
No, if I laugh too loudly, I'm a bit.
If you sick on me, we are lucky getting a new sofa in a couple of days. But you can sick on that.
Sick on the sofa. No,
please don't sick on
sorry,
the sofa.
Sorry, continue. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
You're shut up. No, you're not. This
eyes.
Is worse than you being hungover. Is you your faux enthusiasm? Okay, whoa, I'm just great.
Whoa, hey, I'm trying my best. Sorry, continue.
So do try your best. But
your aunt
quiet.
Was sick in a hat or something.
No, she was. There's a very famous story, and I can't really remember the whole lead up. But she was basically sick in a handbag and tried to pretend she hadn't been.
Shit.
It was some long event, and I think it was a christening or something, and she was very ill and just puked in her lovely handbag.
What, instead of being sick on the baby?
Because she was christening.
And I christened this. I shouldn't make that noise.
That would definitely not be.
So,
mate, one of your arms has just fallen off.
I know, it's drooping and I can't work out why. I covered
just
it.
Ranch rich
it was feeling really weird last night. You know that stuff, deep heat? That, like, ibuprofen gel.
Where did
gel.
You get deep heat?
I found some, right? And I covered my arms in it because I was like, oh, that'll make them feel amazing.
No.
Then it got weird.
Hurts like
hurt,
shit.
Really hurt.
It?
And I was trying to sick. I was trying to sick. I was trying to sleep.
You
I was feeling
sick.
I was trying to sick. I have a sick story. I was one. This isn't even about me. I just thought in my head that I had a sick story. Actually, I've heard a story.
Did I just tell it?
A guy...
Was it about my great aunt?
About your great aunt.
A handbag.
No, there was a guy at one of my old schools when I was about 7 years old, who I'm not going to name, even though he's a prick.
Graham.
Graham Norton.
Graham.
Who I love.
Graham Cunty.
Let's call him Graham. No, let's call him Graham.
Graham.
Yeah, that's the
American
Graham
Cracker.
Graham Cracker. So Graham was feeling ill in class and was too embarrassed.
Hang on, was it Graham Parsons?
It was Graham Parsons. And he was feeling sick in class and was too embarrassed to ask if he could go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So he was sick a number of times in very small amounts into the palms of his hands.
Get out.
And put it in his pockets.
Get the fuck out.
Filled his pockets with sick.
No.
Literally sat back in the class.
Pocket
just,
for the sick.
And then putting
pocket
it away.
For the sick.
And then he waddled out. I'm doing a waddle, but oh, I can't do that.
Was it like The Great Escape? Did he pull it in the bottom of his trousers?
Yeah.
And then let it fall out in the playground.
Like, yeah, like going out and dropping the little rock.
It's not the Shawshank Redemption. It's
in both.
It's The Great Escape. Oh, yeah.
Shawshank, he's got the little rock hammer.
Yeah, but what
he?
Does he do? Is he in his trousers in The Great Escape?
Where's
he?
Big poo.
Oh, if you know where he keeps his wool dust.
At walldust.gov.uk.
Oh, why? Why are you obsessed with government websites? You spend all day
it's
doing
it. It's because I saw a government advert earlier on, and I think it stuck with me, because I can only really
focus
on
one thing. They are always
watching
you. You should be aware when you're over.
I stayed out painting the town red, right? About it,
with the contents of your stomach, no doubt.
Hello, yeah, and it was. And
a lot of blood.
Yeah, a lot of blood. I've been sick, a lot of blood today. I stayed out until... And it ended up as, like, five of us,
yeah.
And we were wandering around town at about 4:30 in the morning, and I tried to walk home... I got in at about six. I tried to read American Gods by Neil Gaiman.
Which, you know, is poor quite choice. A dense book to
yeah,
read.
Dense
Spot the Dog might Spot have been a better choice.
Yeah, exactly. And then I couldn't go to sleep because it was too... I had helicopter... You know when you have helicopter...
What?! When you have helicopter.
Do you not know that phrase? Oh, I made that phrase up.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
now.
Having helicopter.
You've got to remember, mate, you're hungover. So usually, you know how the madcap shit we usually pull, I can keep up.
Mad capsule markets.
Not right now.
Ooh,
not right
off
now.
Off over to the
you are, skipping several steps.
Sorry.
Every time you say something.
So, you know, having helicopter is, you know, when you are
having
feeling
helicopter.
Drunk.
Helicopter. That sounds like you made up when you were five.
No.
And I hope you weren't hungover when you were five.
I was very drunk. No, it's when you go to bed at the end of a long evening and you're a bit pissed and you lie there and then everything starts spinning.
Oh, yeah.
And you realise...
That's just called the room spinning
everyone
else.
If you close your eyes, it stops spinning, but you feel more sick, so you have to keep them open and keep moving your eyes to, like, counteract the spin.
Oh, my God.
Do you have that? And it's like having a helicopter, because you're lying and it's like a helicopter.
What do you mean,
there.
Having a helicopter? That's
a
not
heli.
A phrase that ever exists in, like, any other frame of life.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. I'm teaching the masses. I'm like...
No, but all I mean is,
I'm like a preacher.
I can understand the thought process that goes,
yeah.
This is spinning a lot. It feels a bit like
a
the motion of a helicopter's
yeah, yeah.
blades. I don't understand what then leads you go, I'm having a helicopter.
Having helicopter.
Yeah, even weirder.
Not having a... But I had helicopter.
Having
No, yeah. Well, run with me on this. I had helicopter, and then I got loads of calls, like, starting at about 7 a.m. all the way through. I got out of bed at 3:15 this afternoon.
Yeah.
Feeling like utter shit. And all these people ring me like, hey, do you want to do this thing that you're meant to do? Because you know how you're meant to be working? And I was like, yeah, so... No. And
no.
And then you were meant to go and play football, but you came home and found me lying on the sofa wearing something that can't even really be described as trousers.
No, you've got like your fucking... martial art jammies.
I've got my
on.
Old martial arts trousers on because they're really...
And your legs. And your key.
My left leg is numb. I don't know why. That's... And I was lying here...
That's also your right leg.
And yeah, exactly. I'm so glad you've taken pity and decided to stay in, because I need someone here to make sure
you
I don't...
An adult.
Like, drop a toaster in the bath or something like that.
Hang on. No, because that's not something that... Because there's quite a lot of walls between... Our toaster in our bath.
Yeah, but I would not even in a kill yourself.
No, but
way.
I mean,
I'd
only
convince
way,
myself that
only...
I could have toast in the bath,
oh,
and I'd get a load of extension cables. I'd just rip them out of the walls.
But it would have been a lot easier just to make toast and then bring it to the bath.
Well, yeah, but I'm not that kind of guy. That's not how I roll.
Not hungover, Paddy.
No,
anyway.
Exactly. I don't just make toast and carry it places. I have to eat the toast where it's made. Do you remember that plan I had when we were living in the Tottenham house? So basically, I used to live in the Tottenham house, my house in Tottenham, and in the kitchen we had this thing called a toaster, right?
No! I know you're hungover, darling, but look, really, toasters are a thing, and everyone knows that there are houses in Tottenham And I think probably most of our listeners know that you used to live there.
So
just please,
I support Tottenham Hotspur.
Please, hold on for the good of everyone. Just keep on, hold on to life.
Okay, I'll just make some assumptions. So we had a toaster, right?
Yeah.
As you do.
You know,
being a normal, you know,
as is the way.
You know, kitchen.
You don't need to.
Embellish this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a toaster, but the toaster, right, was really annoying because you'd have to go and put the bread in, right?
Yes, as you do.
Put the thing
the
down.
The lever down. Yeah,
yeah. Make sure it's plugged in, mind you.
Oh my God.
Right, and then you can either wait by the toaster. Or,
this is our jumping the shark moment, isn't it? When you explain how toasters work. That's it, isn't it? This is the end.
You put the toaster.
It's the difficult second album where Paddy loses his mind to drug abuse.
So, hang on. Alcohol. I'm totally fine. You put a toaster in, put a toaster down.
Yes, I know. We all know.
You have a choice. Wait by the toaster or go and like sit in a chair or go and do something else, right?
Do a crossword. This is okay.
Yeah, go into a different room. You have to, like, maybe you want to take the toast upstairs, okay?
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm going to make some toast really quickly, whatever. Yeah. But then you have to wait for the toast, take the toast, and then take it all the way upstairs, right? So this has already added, like, what, 4 minutes onto your journey upstairs.
What do you mean, your journey upstairs?
Well, you could go...
you're only ever going upstairs?
You could go upstairs and then
wait for
the toaster.
Your big problem is that you have to wait by the toaster. Have you not heard of, like, Jungle Run on your iPhone or Temple Run on your iPhone?
Jungle Run?
Jungle
Run. My sister was on Jungle Run.
Yeah, I know.
She got the Silver Monkey.
Silver Monkey with Michael from... BBC.
Yeah, exactly.
You've defected.
Anyway, I digress.
That's what Angry Birds is made for. Or, like, you know, round of Smash Bros.
Well, like. I just want toast.
No, but what you're saying is that you're shit at planning your little time by the toaster.
Yeah, of course. And this is where this is leading.
Okay.
See, I'm bad at that. I am not good at toast, right? I suck at toast.
Well, you put bovril on it for a start.
Yeah, like a champ.
Like an idiot.
Like a gent.
Like an idiot.
Like a scholar.
Oh, I have a lovely bit of bitter oil.
Yeah,
that's
fuck
what it
off.
Is. It's like
it's
a big... barrel.
It's beef Marmite.
No, you know, two words that are never meant to belong together.
Yes, they are. It's cow melted on bread.
No, it's not. And also gross.
That's melted
the worst
cow.
Thing. Melted cow.
Melted cow. You just pop a cow in a kettle. You can, you know, melt him down. Anyway, this toast
how did
thing,
you...
right?
back to the issue.
Back to the issue, because Bovril comes into it later. I decided that what I'd end up doing...
It always comes
into it. No, what I'd end up doing is I'd end up putting the toaster down, and then I'd go to my room, and then I'd go, well, now I have to go back down to get the toast.
Why would you do that?
Well, because all my stuff is in my room.
Why are you just waiting by the toaster?
Well, because that's dumb
exactly
as shit. What am I going to do? Just watch it toast.
Play a game on your iPhone.
What if I'm out of battery? Don't have an iPhone, mate. Don't have it.
Have a wait. Make yourself a cup of tea at the same
toast.
Time. Or just be patient for 4 fucking minutes.
Incapable of that. Sorry about the burp. It was louder than I hoped it would be. Anyway, so I decided, right, on a plan. Now, our house was 3 stories.
Yes.
Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
My room was the top floor.
Yeah,
so,
how did you manage that, you jammy fuck?
I worked out where we could put the toaster in the kitchen so that it was directly beneath the little bit to the right of my bed.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there were 2 stories separated.
Okay.
But then I worked out, right, if I drilled, like, a massive hole. Yeah, exactly, about 2 foot... no, actually, it doesn't even have to be 2 foot wide. I could form exact...
An envelope.
Yeah,
the
like,
toast,
envelope,
sorry.
Exactly, like, envelope, like, letterboxes, 2 of them, in the floor... through both floors,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then if I went and like bought a load of springs,
yes,
I could put them in the toaster.
No,
bear with me. Put them in the toaster, so it like triples its power. No, maybe
that's
like...
not how. A number one,
right?
I'm sorry to go into somebody. That's not how springs work. Like you can't just stick a load more in the toaster and it will make the bread go higher.
Yeah,
that is no. That is
no,
not.
It can because you know when
no,
you put
need,
toast
you need
when you put toast
more,
in,
you need
put
more
bread
powerful
in.
Individual springs need to be in the right place, and also that
yeah,
no,
I'm saying I'll get those springs.
Yeah, but
make
also
those
if you make
just
them
coil
too,
a load of wires.
But if you make them okay, no. Also, if you just do that, it's gonna the toaster will fall apart. You have to like reinforce the toaster.
Yeah,
there's enough
well.
Energy to propel toast up. What you know, 3 stories. What's that like?
I don't know, about 30
feet.
Yeah,
like that's
see, well, you've
too
done the maths
much.
As well. Yeah, no, it's not too much with enough springs and enough.
No,
things,
no, again,
so
no.
So check this out. You could then put the toast on, go upstairs, maybe turn on the Xbox. You know, get on bed and then. Bang! Toast flies up, but here's the catch. You have to then, lightning fast reflexes, catch it in midair, otherwise it falls back into the toaster, right? And then, where's that got you?
Okay.
Exactly. So, I figured...
No, hang on. No, no, no. I mean, that question applies to this whole train of thought. Where has that got you?
Yeah. I've got toast in bed.
You've got a harebrained scheme about how you might get toast.
So the toast comes up, and by my bed, right, I keep buttering and butter.
Oh my god.
And knife and fork.
Okay, now how can you keep
not
butter?
A fork. knife for butter. Right? And there's a bathroom down there so I can wash them up or whatever. I've got a plate. So toast comes up, but I then figured, what if I miss the toast? It'll fall all the way back down. My plan is ruined. It's pointless.
Okay.
I would have spent too long doing it. So what you do is you angle the toaster slightly, maybe like a quarter of an inch on one side. So the toast is going at like a 3-degree angle. You let the holes like take that into account, so they're slightly slanted. The toast fires that way, and by the bed, little net. Toast net, right? Toast net. The bed fires up, hits a backboard like a basketball, then ka-dunk, it's in the net. And then, even if you're not there to catch them, come back, hot toast.
That is the worst plan I've ever heard. Why can't you just be patient enough to wait for you? Do you want toast now? Is that what you're saying? Do you need some toast?
I tried to make toast, but I got it stuck in the toaster.
You got it stuck in the ceiling, didn't you?
No, I got it stuck in the toaster, and then I unplugged the toaster, and then I turned it upside down, and some springs fell out. I broke the toaster. I broke the toaster.
I think you need a little break, darling. I need to go and get some toast, and we'll be back on.
Well, see, yeah, it'd be like
we're not drilling any holes.
It'd be like tracking my hangover. I'm going to go and have a Barocca and maybe a cry, and then we'll do part two.
I'm going to seriously reconsider my life choices.
Okay, look, I'm just going to have a smoke. Delicious, delicious.
Are you done? Is that? I don't know what you're doing. Is this part of the recording?
Oh, this is going to make me feel much worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well. It's too late now. Xylophone song, xylophone song, it's the xylophone song. Xylophone song, xylophone. I love xylophone, xylophone. I'm not just saying this because I'm a bit slow and hungover today.
Bullshit.
No, but I was thinking, right. I've listened back to some of our podcasts recently, primarily to find out whether or not we've already made some of the jokes I want to make.
I thought you were going to say, primarily to remember things about our friendship.
Because I've just completely drawn a blank on who you are.
I turned up tonight and you were like, hello? Richard's like, yeah, hi mate, how are you doing? I don't have any money.
I'm sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Are you from the charity?
Was I not? And I was like, good one, mate. And I came and sat down.
No, actually, every time I see you, I just listen to a podcast and then I just relive those memories.
Dates.
Remember that time that we did 50 first dates? I was thinking, when I was listening to the podcast, we talk really fast.
Yeah, we do, really.
Like, we talk really fast. And Maybe too fast. Maybe people like that, but like, also, I'm struggling with keeping up with myself. And like, I'm not suggesting we try talking slow, because that might just completely ruin the dynamic.
Okay, do you want a spoiler?
What?
You are already talking quite slowly.
Am I?
We both are. Oh. Yeah, definitely. It's good. There's definitely been a bit of a conscious shift to it recently.
Maybe. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that means we're getting better at it, or worse?
Or worse. Our minds are just like getting a little bit slower.
I think my mind's deteriorating. I think I've peaked.
Obviously.
I think I've peaked a good peaked 8 or 9 years ago.
It's just been... Well, when we were at school. When you were like the first of us to have sex or something. That was it.
Yes! And then everything went to shit. Now, here I am, rolling around in my own shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wearing your gi.
And people still laugh at my jokes just to kind of...
were funny once.
You know when someone starts to lose their mind? You know, like my old grandpa, who's like, oh, this is going to sound sad. But like, you know how you, like, they'll tell you the same story over again.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I do that. I tell the same stories a lot.
You definitely tell me the same stories. God, is this going to be a really brutal revelation
suddenly the podcast falls apart. Yeah, there's a 21-minute episode that basically says, and that's it, we're not doing this anymore.
No, like that kind of last Mitchell and Webb episode. It just ends with you being very mentally unwell.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you have to take me,
I just wheel you off to the home.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going, I remember when there were ducks here.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going, yes,
hey,
of course.
Like, this is a shambles. Yes, it is.
It really is.
It's always been a shambles.
I think we're just getting better. And I think we're much better at, this is quite a boring admin point. We're much better at queuing in each other when there's stuff to say.
I think so. So maybe we should always do the podcast slightly adult to kind of keep up appearances.
To keep us on our toes.
Yeah, because otherwise we might get too good at it.
Next week, PCP.
Next week, PCP. and then, oh God. Oh, mate,
so Next week, crocodile.
What I've done in our little...
Who's going to rock first?
Oh, God! In our little five-minute break, what I've done is I've had some water and some paracetamol.
So I saw.
What I'm going to try and do is heal.
Up in your pills.
I'm going to heal throughout the episode. By
like
the end,
a monk.
I'm going to be straight back to me old jokes.
Okay, number one. Day.
Like a monk.
Number one, you haven't specced for greater heal. So you're fucked. Number two, we all remember that you are definitely a rogue and you have no kind of healing abilities whatsoever.
Oh no,
you put all your points into barter, didn't you?
Into barter and charisma.
Barter, charisma, and goat handling.
Yeah, exactly. And I am the best goat handler. I don't have any goats, do I? I can't afford them.
Because you didn't put any points into goat capturing.
Exactly, I've been bartering with the wrong guys. I've got loads of sheep. And because I have no points in intelligence or wisdom, I don't even know.
You don't even know that they're not sheep.
Exactly. Yeah. What would I be if I was a fantasy? Guy.
You'd be a little halfling rogue.
You could be a halfling.
Yeah, we've definitely done this before as well.
I'm sorry. I think we always
maybe
come
not
to the conclusion
overtly.
That I'd be an elf.
Yeah, you'd be a kind of shit elf though, like a swarthy pirate elf.
Thanks, man.
No, but sorry, not like
a corsair.
Yeah, no, but like, okay. I mean, number one, I'm preoccupied with you being
take
really
your hand,
shit right
take
now.
Take your hand from my leg.
But you wouldn't be like a high elf or like a wood elf. You know, you wouldn't be like really refined and graceful. You would be an elf that got kicked out when they were five.
Or the dark elf.
No. Nor a dark elf because they're too kind of. They're still really aloof. You'd be an elf that got kicked out when they were five and was risen. Brought up by pirates, is really tanned, that has like a big scar across his face.
Yeah.
Like, is completely alien.
That
to
I did
elves.
To myself.
Yeah.
While trying to catch a goat.
Well, no, you were trying it when you were juggling knives.
Yes,
but yeah, you would be the elf that's really cool, and as a result, everyone would really like you, and you drink, and the other elves wouldn't drink, and you know, all this shit, and you actually have fun. Like, unlike those other elves.
All those other elves.
Yeah.
What about
that's you? What
you'd
be. What would I be? I'd probably be a dwarf.
Yeah, we always say dwarf. Yeah. Even though, like, I think you're actually slightly taller than
I am, yeah.
You're
I'm quite broad, though.
That's
and
you're
not
broad
even,
and you're
and not even as a euphemism for being fat. Just broad.
Oh,
I do have a tummy paddy, thanks for noticing.
Oh, but you also have
all
adequate,
of me.
Adequate girth of wang.
Well, to offset it, people look at me and go, oh, he's a fat fuck, isn't he? Thankfully, he's got a chode, so it's all okay. Jesus.
No,
Christ.
You've got... But we were talking about this the other day, not completely unrelated to the podcast. Like, I think we had a really serious conversation that was like, hey, you're quite barrel-chested.
I am quite barrel-chested.
Like, you're fucking hench.
Yeah,
like.
But I'm not that hench, though. I don't think I'm that strong.
I think
I've got a really big rib cage. Like,
you know
those people that have like really overdeveloped hearts. I'm really worried that I've got like an overdeveloped rib cage.
Oh, what?
That it's too big for me to live much longer. Oh, one day it's gonna crack open and it will be
like
the biggest rib cage ever. What do you mean, like Bruce Lee?
Wasn't that kind of there's like an urban legend that Bruce Lee.
Oh no, I've now got a lip. I've got the lip stage.
No, like Bruce Lee. Like there was that old thing. Like especially when we were younger, we. To, like watch martial arts movies.
Okay,
oh,
number
so
one,
cool.
I didn't. I wasn't cool enough. I did not watch Bruce Lee films when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, you did.
I did not.
No, I watched
Bruce Lee films when I was like 15 onwards only.
Oh okay, but when he died a long time ago,
yeah.
They said that basically he got so good and so strong, so good at martial arts that his muscles like constricted his heart.
Oh, because they were so
because they were so like.
Okay,
because like,
did anyone tell these people that you don't like have muscles around your heart?
Your heart is a muscle, Laurie.
Yeah, I know. So you don't have muscles around it.
Maybe his heart got so muscular there was just no room for life anymore.
That's not how it works.
That's what's going to happen to my heart.
No, but there is a genuine thing. The reason I say that is because there is a genuine thing with some footballers who are, again, this is a very serious point.
Such as
Fabrice Muamba.
Alan Shearer.
No. Don't. You can't do this because you don't know what I'm
about to
say.
I always rely on football jokes.
Some footballers, if they train from when they're a really early age, especially, I think there's a predilection among like African footballers, particularly.
A what? A predilection?
Predilection.
Predisposition.
Predisposition, that's the word.
Oh, right.
Predilection is when it's like a preference, isn't it?
Oh,
sorry.
Right, that's a really cool word.
I got that really wrong.
But
if they, because they train from such an early age and they're really big on like, especially aerobic fitness, their hearts grow really, really big. They get really muscular hearts
like
and they have a much higher chance of having a heart attack, as happened to this guy, Fabrice Mamba, who's a Bolton player, a couple of years ago, he had a heart attack on the middle of the pitch at White Hart Lane.
Bloody hell.
Tottenham.
Well, there you go.
And
on that. on that bombshell.
Am
I going to die?
You
tonight?
Are going to die. Your liver is so enlarged because you've drunk so much in your life. Your liver is too good and is going to kill you.
I've become a bit of a drinker recently, haven't I?
I would tell you if you'd been, you were
oh,
a
yeah,
drinker.
Of course, but like, I was never really, because that's the thing, when, especially when you and I were like 18, 19, I was never really a big drinker.
Well, that's not one group of friends. Like, we got pissed in the pub, but it was never like,
we didn't,
you
go,
know, once a month we'd get mortal.
We didn't go large. Anyway.
No, but we were too poor to remember anything else. I remember having to convince one of the older Richards brothers, sorry if this gets you in trouble, it was loads of time ago, to go into Sainsbury's and buy me a bottle of vodka.
Oh, really?
And that was the most drunk I ever got for years and years.
I remember
sitting on Martyrs Memorial, swigging from a bottle of Smirnoff.
I remember when we used to try and get Surfer cigarettes when we were like 15, and Bernie used to go, because Bernie had a bit, it was the first of us to have a beard. He had a little bit of scruff.
Little goatee
and
gruff.
He'd go in and like basically he'd dress in a suit because that makes you older.
Absolutely.
And he'd go into Sainsbury's and he'd have his phone and he'd go, yeah, can I get 20 Benson Hedges, please? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'll bring the car around. Yeah, I'll bring it round. Yeah, don't worry, I'll pick you up at 10. I'll pick up at 10, darling. Yeah, after you finish work. Like, so he'd be talking on the phone.
Yes, that work, your adult job of work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, no, I will be. And our children, which we had when we were 18 or older, I will be disciplining them.
Who are now 20.
Because they are now 20 and they have mortgages as well.
Which makes me 38.
Oh, hang on, I've just got the bank. Hello, bank. Yes, my salary from my job, which I had, will be paid in today. Oh. But don't forget, I've got to pay my adult tax tomorrow.
Sorry, Mr. Barclays. Can't help you out with a loan at the moment. I've got Lloyd on the other
side. Oh, hello, Lloyd, my adult friend. With a big moustache. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, how's your horse? Yeah. No, what was the horse music?
No, it's recent and it's like. The piano piece. Dun, 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 dun. That's a really horrible hum. That was like minus sevens.
Yeah, no, we'd make a great bank advert.
Oh, okay. Okay,
what's our bank called?
Our bank is called.
It's called.
Oh, please trust us. Yeah. Bank PLC.
The please trust us.
Oh, the please trust. .us is
dot
the website.
Dot UK.
No.
Okay.
Please trust us. The please is spelled.
P-E-R-L-E-S-E.
So it's like police.
Police.
But you say it's just please trust us.
Okay.
But us is initials.
That's actually quite. I was thinking it'd be
ultra,
like out
like,
of luck bank.
But it's all because you know the banks. I don't know if you've heard the news on the economy, Paddy. Banks aren't in everyone's good books at the moment. I believe they. Oh,
Northern Rock
subprime mortgage scandal. Bailouts.
Oh, touch me.
Greece.
The bank.
Sorry,
so
I was just coming them. From the current affairs content that we've put into this episode.
So,
it's only like please trust us. We'd be shaved. Wow, that was a lung.
I'm sorry.
That is out there. It's just hanging from your Ghiblis.
I have been chain smoking all day.
Why did you do this?
Well, because
you
haven't noticed, sorry, I'm not in the best shape at the moment.
Don't make this too real.
Something's gone wrong. It's gone really wrong.
You have got alcohol poisoning. It's very simple.
I don't have alcohol.
I feel
poisoning.
So. That's what a hangover is, number one. And yes, you do.
I'm not poisoned. Give me an antidote. Our bank could sell antidotes.
Yes. So, but
blood bank.
No.
Blood bank.
Oh, no, that would be a cover. For
yeah,
a blood
cover.
Bank.
Yeah, no, it does money and blood.
What other bank? If
money,
we did that,
blood,
if we did
sperm.
That,
that's what we sell.
Wow.
Or give.
No, but we lend money primarily.
Yeah,
we could do all that other
blood
shit.
And sperm.
We get Bonnie Fett to do the blood and sperm advert.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I met you
no,
at
we
the sperm bank.
I met you at the blood.
You
sperm.
Were looking at the sperm, wondering if any of the sperm would germinate in your vagina.
Oh wow.
Okay.
we would be
a really on the surface of it, i.e., very shallow.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, good operation.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, the bank adverts now, they've moved on, because bank adverts used to be quite kind of, I remember they've been quite funny bank adverts before.
Yeah,
like, all these loans, I just don't know what to do. And
yeah, and then
in real
some
trouble.
Cunt in a suit.
Well, you know,
goes,
Steve, Fry and Laurie did a run of Barclaycard adverts in the early 90s, which were meant to be very, it was like, Stephen Fry was this very flash git who banked at some other bank.
Oh, okay.
And Hugh Laurie come and be like, actually, no, I'm just off to Barclays to sort it all out and see if I would get his big gold medallion caught in the cash machine when he put his pin in wrong three times and shit. Like,
I mean, it sounds like classic.
Fucking classic Brian Lowry hijinks. But now they're like, hello, we, Lloyds TSB, aren't the kind of bank who give you the wrong sort of cake. And then there's like a really whimsically animated, you know, someone getting a cake. We give you the right cake.
Yeah, and then someone gets
and you can eat it too.
And it's,
and I have a lovely cake. But people all over the world, and there's like lovely trees and vintage trees
everywhere.
And some more whimsically animated twat eating cake.
But that's the thing, they went through a phase, and I think this is maybe over now, but especially about a year ago, where they were all really, really twee in that sort of...
They still are.
But it would be like gentle piano music, and it would be like, you know, like a child and mother laughing somewhere, and then
they've
got switch
money.
To someone on a train, like reading a message that says it's a boy, and then he'd smile.
For all those moments in life when you need a bit of support,
and suddenly you
get
know,
a loan.
Get a loan from bank. come back. Get a loan. Life's great.
What the advert really is people realizing moments when they're in the shit. When he gets that text on the train, he's going, oh, fuck. Because
yeah.
he knows he's economically
ruined. And he
needs
to skip town.
And,
Where does he go? Please trust us.
No.
He needs sperm, blood,
and money.
And diamonds.
So that's what our advert's going to be. You're in a shit. It'd be like...
Are you fucked? Sperm, blood, money.
No. That's too stressful. It needs to be more like, hello, have you received some troubling news? And it can't be like, you know, nice. Has your wife just left you? Have you got more triplets on the way?
Gets a text. It says, Dad's dead.
And he just goes... No, he doesn't know. He either just goes, bollocks, or he freaks the fuck out and then goes, don't worry, we're here.
Jesus.
In a second, in a flash, sperm, blood, and money.
It's so loud
on your doorstep right now.
Yeah, exactly. But like, yeah, but like, and then it's just
a picture of this really stunningly good looking woman, but you know, dressed very formally,
and
she just comes in with a briefcase, sunglasses on, and just opens it in front of this guy,
and
it's got a sack of sperm, a sack of money, and a sack of blood,
and he goes cha-ching, what's the music though?
The music is like, it's like dun 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 dun, like music guitar dun 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 dun, with like a Hans Zimmer drum beat.
Oh, okay, and it keeps going into like the negative, and like, yeah.
Like that. And it, as shit's going on, and then goes, and then, he, and then as the woman comes up, he still doesn't know what's happening,
yeah.
And then he goes, and it opens.
War Bank!
And it's like a samba trumpet tune. And then the next thing
is him spending all of his money in blood and sperm.
And drenching himself in blood and sperm.
Dancing in the street, surrounded by cash going everywhere. Oh, our bank is going to be the best bank. What kind of banks are there?
Oh, we don't need any more banks.
We don't need any more
river banks.
Oh, you see, I am feeling a little bit better. That loud bit sort of did my head in a bit. I'm going to say.
Like, they used you into submission.
What do you think? Because you're not hungover. You're on very good form.
Hey.
Like when you're hungover, are you as bad as this?
Also, you're just staring at my beard when you're talking to me. Is it
I know.
In your mind? Is it like alive? Is my beard talking to you?
Yeah, it's just so beautiful.
Hey, baby,
it's so distracting.
Come play with us.
That's not how your beard. I think your beard would have quite a well spoken. Oh, your beard would sound like you.
My beard's
on
a bit
face.
Like, noise does come from my beard already. Like,
oh, you know what we should do? From now on, right? Put a little speaker in your beard, and I'll put a little microphone in my beard.
Hello?
And then,
hello?
I can talk through your beard.
No.
Why not?
That would freak a lot of people out.
Oh, but then when we talk, we get
because,
feedback.
But the thing is that my beard is already a really strong focal point for people, which I kind of like to a point, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it has got to the point also where it's all my identity. But my boss, for example, my new boss, we talk about a lot of stuff, talk about music. He's a really, you know, he's a really interesting guy, and we have a lot of stuff in common. But he, every time I see him, will say, oh, beard's doing well today. And I kind of want to say, look, mate, I'm more than just a beard. I didn't grow this for you. I didn't grow this for anyone. I grew this for myself, right? I grew this for the joy.
The joy of beards.
And the chicks.
And the chicks. Yeah, chicks dig beards.
I don't know if they do, though. That's the thing. Like, I've been...
They dig your beard.
Well, they come and touch it all the time, but I've never, like... I don't think I've ever...
I see, no one ever comments on my beard, because I've got, like, just a little small kind of...
Yeah, but it's very
cute. ...sort of thing.
It's very cute.
Is this technically a goatee?
Yeah. I'd say... We were talking about this yesterday, though, at the bar, weren't we? We were saying that... I was saying to our friend Liam, who has got a very, very
strong,
well-sculpted
really
little goatee, and it really suits him. He's got a very kind of... defined chin, and it really kind of sets off beautifully. And you are the same. You've got a very strong jawline, and your little beard is actually perfect because it would distract. Whereas I have got a big baby face. And like, actually, I haven't been clean shaven for long enough to know.
So you just
particularly used to have a very prominent double chin, so I covered it in beard.
Oh, I see.
But it does, because I look like a child without it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Similarly, yeah,
but like, you are more than just a beard. That's the thing, because I find that as well. Like you know,
you're just hair to me.
You know the way people do.
You're just a lovely hairstyle.
Exactly. What people just pick up on sort of one thing about you, and then if people don't know you that well.
Like, be like, oh, the guy in
that'll
the
be the first thing that they say. Yeah. And with me, it's always either my hat or my hair, depending on whether I'm wearing a hat. it's always like, oh, still wearing the hat, I see. And it's like, yes, it's a hat. And then, or it's like, oh, got your hair out today. Or I'm wearing the hat. And they're like, oh, is that blonde hair still under there?
Oh, yeah, you don't have all that lovely, lovely hair.
Yeah, it is. It's like, can you imagine just going up to anyone all the time being like, oh, see, your ears are still there?
No, but it's funny. I'm not for a second arguing this. But like, you know, playing devil's advocate, can you imagine if you treated every, you know, it's very wrong to call someone out for their kind of secondary sex characteristics, for example.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't go around defining girls by how big their boobs are or anything
exactly.
like that. Or, you know, a guy by how big you think his dick is.
Yeah.
But there are some things about appearance which is kind of okay to latch onto.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I find it quite complimentary. Like, if I really think about it, it's like, no, I quite like people mentioning my beard. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, double standards.
More. There you go. But there's more. On the surface.
If any of you listeners ever refer to me by my beard, I'll fucking end you.
Oh, what's over there? Look, everyone, children, come to the window. It couldn't be. Is it? I think someone's brought us.
It's
another.
Christmas. Yeah. I ruined it, didn't I?
I may have a small confession.
You ate all the cheese!
In my slight hungover state,
yes.
I may have forgotten
yes.
for the first 45 minutes of the episode
yes.
to plug in the microphone.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Oh.
Still recorded it.
Good.
But it used the inbuilt mic that we used to use.
Oh, good.
So the
a
two
bit of a nostalgia
the
trip.
The two
everyone.
Halves of the episode.
An enforced nostalgia
I've
trip.
I've plugged it in now. The two halves are going to. Oh, it's going to sound great, but they're going to sound. Rather different.
Well, that's it's certainly a horror story, Paddy.
Oh, I'm scared of you. I'm a wolf.
Now, a quick update. It's now about 2 or 3 days later, and I'm editing the podcast, and I just realised that having told Laurie that I didn't plug the mic in, which was true, I've now gone to edit that bit, and when I did plug the mic in, I plugged it in to the broken USB port that we're not meant to use. And so there's an enormous amount of hiss on the rest of the podcast, and one of that like white noise mic stuff that is entirely my fault. So I've spent ages basically trying to remove that and getting rid of those frequencies, and I think it's worked, but I'm not going to tell Laurie, but I just letting you know what you might be in for if the next 40 minutes or so sounds a bit weird. That is my error and it won't happen again, but I hope it's fine. I think it's fine. It might be fine.
Watch out for Clarence. He is a seagull. He's coming over for tea, so lock up your chips.
Have you seen the news?
Jesus.
Oh my god, MG. Holy shit.
MG?
Yes.
OMG.
Have you seen
my golly gosh.
Which news?
Which
news? Like witches, because it's Halloween.
Ooh! I'm a wolf.
I'm going to keep making
that
spooky
sound effect. Please stop now.
Okay.
Why are you talking like this?
It's
really fucking exciting. So, Game of Thrones fans...
GOTFs.
On the Game of Thrones subreddit, there was an interview linked with Sean Bean, who was pressed for an answer as to whether he would be... he was seen on set, I believe, on the new series of Game of Thrones, which they're filming currently, season 5.
Yeah.
No spoilers here. Apart from season 1, there will be. He was asked if he's going to come back to the show because, of course, he is very much not in the show anymore, to put it bluntly. And he said, I'd really like to. And on the same day, the two showrunners said they're going to be filming some flashback sequences together.
So Sean...
Sean B is going to come back again. It's going to be really good.
Sean might return.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, wow. Okay, it's too much. I'm sorry. I'm still very fragile. I know this is exciting news.
I just ripped all my hair out.
You did.
And I made it into a little doll of yours.
Oh, right.
He's going to be back, buddy. He's going to be back asking when winter's coming.
Oh.
Or no, actually telling everyone it is coming.
Yeah, no, it is
coming. And then he's going to go, I'm coming now. It's going to be brilliant.
I read the news as well.
What are they going to do?
I don't know how they're going to do it. Because, as you said, flashback sequences. That'd be fine. But what if? Here's one for you.
George R.R. Martin, if I can call you that.
G-R-R-M. Here's one for you.
Okay.
I think maybe he'll come back in a different capacity.
Oh, God, what?
Can you imagine if it just turned out he was fine? Or he comes back in a different form.
No. I think it's better if he comes back and he's just, like, he rides a motorcycle up to King's Land and goes, did you miss me? A baby got back.
Yeah, exactly. And then, oh yeah, flames and fire.
And he shoots everyone.
Yeah, exactly. With his double-barreled pistols. that he got.
Gunblades.
Yeah, that he got. Oh, gunblades. Fucking Final Fantasy VIII gunblades.
Oh, no, what were you going to say?
Well, I was thinking, maybe he could, you know, there be dragons. Right?
You know, I already know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you?
Because you say this to me every single time we talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay, so, here we go. What if, right, each of the dragons, right, because the dragon has 3 heads, don't forget.
Okay.
Right, so
that's a very niche prophecy made in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Is referencing
so, that. What about if Sean Bean, Sean Bean, he's gone, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert. Everyone already knows.
Yeah, but he comes back.
Sean Bean's gone, but he comes back as dragon. Hasn't told us yet.
What do you mean?
Sean Bean is one of the dragons.
Oh, one of Khaleesi's dragons?
One of Khaleesi's dragons. So one of them.
One of Danny's dragons.
One of them's Drogo.
Yeah, obviously.
One of them's Sean. And one of them is Sean playing Alec Trevelyan.
Yeah, so there's one that sorts in and goes, winter's coming.
Yeah, and the other one goes,
and the other goes, for England. James. For England, Danny. I mean, for Westeros, Danny.
And then Drogo, you know.
And then Drogo's sharp.
Yeah. Oh, he's just sharp.
And he mounts a cannon.
Oh, amazing. So,
for Napoleon, James.
And then Sean can take the form of a dragon or a person, right? And so and then, Song of Ice and Fire, right? Gives a shit.
Sean Bean.
Song of Sean Bean. And
Sean of Sean.
They don't tie up any of the loose ends.
No.
This is the last season.
Musical
there are two episodes in this next season, right? First episode, as normal. Second episode, Sean's back, right? Sean comes in, and everyone goes, oh, Eddard, we thought you were dead. And then
I don't go by Eddard anymore. I go by Sean Bean.
Da da da.
I've got fire in me gob.
In me legs.
I shot James Bond and I came back strong.
Yeah, this is Trevelyan.
Take it,
Drogo. Sharp. I'm sharp.
I'm totally so sharp. I fought in a war and I play the harp.
But I'm Sean Bean. Da 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 da. And like he does, and the rest of the episode is a jazz number.
Wow.
Right. And it's just
tap dancing dragons.
Yeah. But quite sexy tap, like not that kind. Yeah, like yeah. But it's quite sort of do da do do catch. Like it's all off.
Yeah, loads of like syncopated tail slaps on the floor.
And then the last shot right is just the song da do ka, and then they all wink
Yeah.
And then it just goes da 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 da, da, da like that. And then yes. And then the voiceover yes. And the episode's only been like 18 minutes.
And you know when they have like the Channel 4 continuity notes, they go like, well, that was the end of Game of Thrones, I suppose.
I'm sorry, it's all over. Yeah, exactly. Tune in. No. No, it's gone.
Oh, that's it.
That's all they've written.
Not returning.
That's all. Maybe read the books.
Don't you? I really like it though when shows they pick. I mean, obviously Game of Thrones isn't going to do that anytime soon. But when shows, especially this time of year, Halloween, Paddy.
Oh, hello. They do a segue. Captain Segway.
Oh, I've got. What have you got for me? My little two-wheeled vehicle. I popped my crash helmet on, and I'm going on a tour of Avignon. Which I actually did on a segue.
Avignon? Have you?
Yeah.
Did you segue Avignon?
I've segued all the French towns.
Oh wow.
But you know when you do. For fun. Why else? You wouldn't do that for like any reason, would you?
I segued like... Florence.
I've segued with the best of them. But
anyway, sorry, continue.
Continuing on my segue, is when this time of year, shows do really good Halloween episodes, and I really like the ones which kind of piss around with the continuity and do something really new.
Well, it's seasonal specials. Like, everyone does a Christmas one, and some people do.
Yeah, but it's the one I really like the ones when they fuck with what you know.
They really mess up
but
the canon.
Really briefly.
And everyone knows that it's just going to be back to normal next week.
It's always quite a fun little foray into sci-fi or like classic horror or something. It's always really fun. But I reckon they should do it on every show. Like, surely no show should be without
even shows
one of
that there's no place for it.
Yeah, because obviously The Simpsons gets away with it because it's really wacky. But like, what if it was on like Downton Abbey? And there was like a zombie attack on Downton.
Oh, and they just for a week, they just threw caution to the wind.
Yeah,
and they had a really
and
fun
Maggie, and
hour.
Maggie Smith, like, dual-wielded shotguns and shot Hugh, what's his face, straight in the head.
Hugh.
Oh, they won't like that downstairs, will they?
Yeah.
Downton Abbey.
I've never seen it.
One must shoot them through the head to remove the brain.
Is the Queen in Downton?
No, it's Maggie Smith. Oh, I'm sorry. She's a posh matriarch.
I've never watched it.
I've not either. Chris and Leah, our friends, really, really like it.
Both been on podcast,
both on podcast. There was a time when I used to come home on Saturday nights and Chris and Leah would be tucked up in bed watching the latest episode of Downton.
Oh, wow.
Sorry to put you in that, but it's shameful.
Oh, right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, there are definitely shows that could do with it. Like, as long as they just allowed it to be, and actually, like, committed to it instead of it being like, oh, a little bit weird and a little bit spooky or whatever, just went, fuck it, for one day.
For one brief shining moment.
Everything you know and love about this
gone.
Show is gone, and we're just going to totally fuck with your head.
All right, so what would you do if you had to pick a show? Which
am I like writing and directing?
Oh, you need to take me through this episode for something right now because I want to know what's in your locker.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, it's going to be something that's like, you know, everyone. So we can't do like something that no one's going
to
know.
Oh, so it has to be something. It has to be something that everyone knows. All the characters knows all the. Well, I mean, it was. I mean, if you're going to go. If you're going to go with the classic, what does everyone our age know? It's Friends.
Oh my God, what are you going to do with Friends?
Because they have Halloween episodes in Friends, but they're always like,
they have a Halloween party.
And it's all nothing spooky happens.
No, there's still Joey. Oh, Joey Tribbiani's still there. Still an actor. Yeah. Oh no, Joey's had sex. Oh.
Yeah, no, exactly. Don't knock it. I mean, it is brilliant.
Yeah.
But like, okay.
Joey has all the sex.
If I was to write the Halloween episode of Friends. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm also directing, so you have to bear with my.
Have you got your clapperboard?
I've got my clapperboard, I've got my chair that says, oh, on the back. And,
Paddy here.
Director, don't you know? Just for today.
The one in one hole on the back.
Yeah, exactly. We're
Come
in
on,
the studio.
Right. Okay.
No.
There for me to.
Glow. Okay, episode starts. Ross Geller. Lovable paleontologist. He's played by David Schwimmer.
As is traditional.
As is traditional.
Is, no, I need to stop you right away.
Okay.
It's Marcel there.
Marcel, yeah, but wait.
Okay.
In a different capacity.
Okay.
So, Ross Geller awakens.
Remind me who he is in the Friends world.
He is Ross. He is the paleontologist played by David Schwimmer.
Okay.
And he... He has the on and off thing with Rachel.
They were on a plane.
Yeah, on a plane. Snakes. Yeah. And snakes on Friends on a plane. So they were. He wakes up. By the way, this isn't happening like after Friends ended.
This is embedded, right? We're talking season six.
Like. I'm going to be jumping around storylines like nobody's business. Because, hey, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. Bit of fun!
Only fun, isn't it?
Only a bit of fun. So, Ross Geller awakens in his New York apartment in Manhattan, I believe. Right. He wakes up. And, you know, there's a slight backing track of, like, the sounds of early morning birds and, you know, traffic outside.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Ross wakes.
I'm walking here. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Give me a bagel. A cup of coffee.
What a good climb, Empire State.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles over here.
Oh my god, get in the sewers.
Yeah, so like he wakes up and he's obviously, maybe he's been drinking the night before, a bit like me. He wakes up and there's already a laugh because he wakes up, maybe he's got like a bit of ham stuck to his face.
He wakes up like that
and he's got the ham and then the audience, it's Ross. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, no, I'm keeping just...
The door's knocking. The door's knocking over and over again. Thank you for that. So the door's knocking. Ross gets out of bed, realises he's not wearing trousers.
Oh, Ross! What?
And he runs back.
And does he have a kind of, you know, awkward self-aware, like, oh, God, yeah, oh, exactly. No!
He goes, gets trousers, yeah. Right, goes to the door.
Still going.
Not yet, still going. Oh, I'm coming! Opens the door, right? It's only fucking Matt LeBlanc. Playing much loved character, Joey Tribbiani.
I believe that's his name, yes.
That is his character.
Okay, what's right. Joey done?
So, Joey... Won't bloody get.
It's gonna have...
No,
okay,
Joey.
It's one of three options. Yeah. He's eaten a sandwich.
He's got a sandwich, that is it. Yeah.
He's adopted wildfowl, or he's had sex with a woman and no one else has.
All three!
So, Joey comes in, eating a sandwich. He's got chicken and a duck with him.
On his shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, oh... If someone called Louise calls, don't tell her I'm not here. Big laugh. Right? Yeah. So he's done all three, right? And he's got the birds with him. Right. Okay. And he's eating the sandwich.
This is awfully true to formula so far.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Exactly. Right. So he's eating a sandwich and Ross goes, oh, did you get me one? Because Joe's holding two sandwiches and he goes, no, I got me
two. This is my snack.
These are both for me. Yeah. So he's got both sandwiches. Right. But first horror moment. In the sandwich is Ben.
Ross's infant son.
Yes.
Hang on. Okay. Number one, how do you swiftly convey that? Because you can't just like show in the meat
no,
in the sandwich.
Yeah, no.
Or just,
no.
Like, his whole
don't
body.
Worry. Don't worry.
Just like, no.
The
Jerry.
Way the way it's shot, it's really obvious.
Oh,
right. Little blonde hair.
Does it zoom in?
Coming out. Yeah. No. Because there's no zooms in France.
Okay. Yes, there are.
No, there aren't. Not in like not cinematic zoom. Right. Basically, Ben's in sandwich. Right? You'll never guess who's in the other sandwich.
Oh, Monica.
No, Gunther. But
is he still alive?
Gunther's still alive.
He's still going. I really wish you wouldn't eat me like that, Joey.
Yeah, exactly. Gunther's really being really awkward about it. So it's sort of funny, but also really dark because he's sort of eating Ross's kid.
Hey, that's my arm, Joey.
Yeah, exactly. And
I need that to make coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do any of you know if Rachel's going to be in later?
Don't eat my feet because Rachel likes those.
Yeah, exactly. But she doesn't. That's the guy. She'll never be with Gunther. But Gunther is being eaten alive. Joey keeps eating Ben. Ross is obviously very upset about this. What? Why?
What's the big idea, man? Why are you eating my little boy?
At that moment, Chandler comes in and just literally slashes his wrist.
I took a sip of water.
What? Razor blades.
No, he goes, I completely lost control of my limbs. Yeah. Whoa.
Could I be any more dying? And then, smash cut.
smash cut.
Central Perk.
Okay.
The coffee house.
Gunther's not there.
Right. No, Gunther's not. No, he is there. But he's missing part of his arm. He managed to escape the sandwich.
Oh, well, does Rachel come and goes, hey, Gunther? He's like, Joey, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Joey decided maybe he should take a bite out of me. I'd really rather he bit my ass or, you know, whatever.
Okay,
whenever
maybe he should take a bite out of crime.
Crime dog. Joey crime dog. Anyway, so they're all in there.
Yeah.
Right, no, okay, four of them are in there. So Ross and Joey are there.
He killed off Ben. So.
Yeah. Ben's there.
And Chandler.
No, Chandler's fine. Chandler's there, but his hands are all tied up.
And he's very white.
Could be dead. We don't know. He's there. And who are the others? Monica's there as well, right. And she's sat next to Chandler, like, hand on his back, like, oh, my husband-to-be.
Good, okay, so post-series six.
Maybe their fiancé. Like, I don't know, whatever. Right, they're discussing plans for Ben's funeral.
God.
Right, yeah. And
where are the remains?
And they're all making jokes about what they should engrave on the stone. And it's like, maybe it should be Ben, eaten by my best friend, you know, that kind of thing. And so Joey's wisecracking, but he does also feel enormously bad.
He feels pretty guilty,
He feels very guilty. Right, at that moment, right at that moment, Phoebe comes in.
Oh,
right?
Bloody Cooksville.
Covered in blood. Covered in blood.
Guys!
Missing a foot. Right? She's on a crutch, but the crutch has a gun in it. Right?
Okay.
She comes in. I was just giving a massage. But then, right, her sister, what's her
Ursula.
Job? Ursula comes in, axe, bang! into Joey's face.
Oh my! Well, hang on. So hang on. Ursula has to get through the door.
Yeah.
Like slip past Phoebe, who's probably blocking most of it with her crutch.
Yeah.
And before anyone's reacted, put an axe through Joey's face.
Joey,
who's sitting on the sofas on the far side of Central Perth.
Yes.
Okay.
She leaps through the air.
Just to make it clear.
Like a spider monkey. Okay. Like she woo like that. Bury an axe in his face. He is instantly dead. Joey's gone.
No one survives an axe in
the face.
That's the
thing. There is screaming.
He doesn't even go, Bologna, as he dies.
But then Chandler, who we thought was dead, wakes up, right, and goes, he probably deserved that one. Big laughs, so it's fine, right?
Everyone's a critic.
Anyway, Phoebes, how are you doing? Yeah, Ursula. So Ursula then gets shot by Gunther, right? So she's dead as well. That's fine. Okay. We're just tying off ends. Right, so at this point, right, Chandler is now alive again.
Okay.
Phoebe, what the hell happened? Where's your leg or foot or whatever?
Well, he's ignoring the axe incident.
Yeah, right? No. He probably deserved it. You know, they've already covered that.
Oh, I see.
So she says, well, you'll never guess what happened. I don't know. I guess she's Phoebe's
fault.
Guess what happened. I was massaging a client, and then it turned out that client was Hitler. Okay? Hitler's back.
Okay.
Hitler's back.
This is turning dark.
Yeah, no. But Phoebe was like, and I'm massaging him. And then she realizes
his head around the door.
And she just, like, she just closes her hands around his neck and just squeezes.
No, you are hurting my legs.
Like that. And then she just crushes his windpipe or whatever. Right, and we have, like, a flashback scene of this.
We've all done that.
Her doing a voiceover. Crushes Hitler's windpipe. Hitler dies. And she goes, God, that was stressful. But then Nazi tank comes through the wall.
A Panzer?
Yeah, a Panzer tank comes in. Bang! Your shell through a foot. And then bang!
One shell. Doesn't even explode. Just goes through
her exactly.
Foot. Do you know how shells work?
Yeah.
That's not it.
They're like big rocks, right? Yeah. Big rocks with gunpowder in them.
Yes.
So goes through her foot. Yeah, so that's a flashback. And then he goes, well, that must have been an ordinary day at the office. Everyone laughs. It's Chandler, right? But then Chandler slits his wrists again.
Oh, God!
Slits his wrists.
Is it while everyone's laughing? Yeah, while everyone's dead eye.
Like that. And then
he goes, ha-ha!
Yeah, exactly. And they're all struggling to get the razor blades off him, right?
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Right. At which point...
This is awful.
At which point, camera pans back to Ross.
Yeah.
Ross has only gone and fucking hung himself in the corner of the room. He's hanging.
Hang on.
His son's dead.
Oh, my
right?
God. What
and then,
are you doing?
Rachel, she's the missing link.
Yeah.
Rachel comes in carrying Emma. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, well, okay.
Exactly.
Jumping.
And then Ross, at this point, he's doing the sort of, you know, the dance of death or whatever it is when you're hanging. he's got an erection.
I was going to say, he's got an orange in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's wanking in the corner.
But he just dies. No, but he sees Rachel and Emma, and in his head he realises he's still got something to live for. Because he's still got this other child.
Bad luck,
right?
Ross.
Exactly. So Ross realizes that like this. So he cuts himself down. No, Rachel cuts him down.
Okay.
Right, because she's like, you know, I need a father for my baby.
With Emma.
But with Emma.
Using Emma as a sword.
Exactly. And then he comes down. He goes, I can't believe I was going to do that. You know, all this. And then she, right, is like, I cut you down because you need to help me make the funeral arrangements. And he's like, we've already done the funeral arrangements for Ben, and now Joey's dead. Big laugh.
Yeah.
That was bound to happen.
Now Joey's dead too.
Yeah, Joey's dead too. And she goes, no, not for Ben, for Emma. And she turns, and Emma's dead. Right? But
this is horrible.
Yeah, no, exactly. Right. And then Ross is like, oh my God. And it's actually a really somber moment. And he takes Emma like that, and then he goes, hang on, she's not dead, because Emma smiles like that. But at that point, no, not even demon baby. Rachel just snaps his neck. Right? Like, he falls to the ground. He is now officially dead.
Okay.
He falls to the ground. And she turns to Monica, who's shocked, and goes, what? We were on a break. Because she's broken his neck.
Yeah.
No, we were on a break.
No.
Massive laugh. And then, bow, 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 bow. And then they're all back, right, in the flat. And everyone who was previously dead is still with them, but as corpses.
Oh, it's
right.
Just like a little pile of bodies. Like, so, hang on, let's just go through. So, Chandler, slit wrist.
Yeah.
Joey, axe to the face.
Yeah.
Ross, broken neck.
Yeah.
Phoebe?
Phoebe's lost
alive,
a foot.
But she's alive, so it's just the girls.
Yeah, so it's just the girls, but all the guys are there. And the guys are all sat on the sofa, but they're all dead.
Okay.
Right? And then the girls are making comments like, huh, it's no different to football night, or whatever.
Okay,
because they're all, because it's like they're
all
watching
the boys are like,
and the TV's on. Right, and it's like they're all watching TV, and it turns out, right, that Rachel is like, don't worry, I've met a necromancer, okay? Then the necromancer, it's only Tag. Is it Tag? Or
Who's
Tab?
Tag,
her boyfriend in like season 6
Isn't
or something.
Is it Todd?
No, there's Tag.
Oh, wow.
I think his name's Tag.
You've made him up, I think.
Okay, maybe I'll...
Why don't get Brad
no!
in?
Richard!
Oh!
Because you remember who he is. Monica's ex.
Yeah, Tom
Richard.
Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yeah. So Richard comes in. He's gone from dentistry. No, eye surgery.
No, dentistry.
Is it dentistry?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought he was an eye doctor, because Monica's scared of...
Oh, my God, I can't remember.
No, Rachel's scared of eye doctors, and Monica is afraid of... No, because Monica gets ice in her eye. Don't you remember? And then he has to sort it out, and they sort of fall in love. Anyway, he comes in. He's a necromancer. He brings them all back to
is
life.
He got a little necromancer.
Right. And that's... And that's all very funny. They're all back to life. But then Chandler isn't happy that Richard's there, so he just, like, gets a handgun, like a PPK or something.
She's right into his guts.
Yeah, no, into his balls. And he's just like, bang, bang, bang. He's like, take that, Richard. Take that. Not so funny now, are you?
Oh, how do you like them balls being banged,
yeah.
huh?
Bang, 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 bang. And then Joey's like, Chandler, stop it. Joey takes the axe from his face and just whips it across Chandler's
Joey's still got the axe.
Yeah, exactly.
Still got
it because it's very funny. Ross, he's hung himself again. So he's dead. And then Phoebe, the gangrene from, you know, the foot.
Finally
or whatever,
sets in.
It's finally set in. She collapses and she's coughing up blood and stuff like that. Marcel comes in. Right? Marcel, who is Zombie Monkey.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's just ripping. No, he's got rabies or something. He's like 28 Days Later kind of monkey. He's just ripping eyes out of people. Left, right, and centre. And he's shitting and forcing it down people's throats or whatever.
This
like
is
that.
The worst thing I've ever heard you
yeah,
say.
Yeah, no, but it's Halloween, mate. It's Halloween.
No, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, no, so then Rachel, is Rachel dead yet? Rachel just
right.
jumps from the balcony. She goes to it, jumps, falls, and Ugly Naked Guy is there, right? Just because he's always there.
Yeah.
And then who's left alive? Monica. She's surrounded by the corpses of everyone. Oh, and she shoots Joey or something. Joey's dead as well, by the way.
Okay.
And Monica's there.
Why
she,
did you get the necromancer in the first place?
Well, no, because he needed to reanimate them. It's Halloween. And then, so Joey... no, Monica. Monica's sat there, surrounded by the corpses of these people who have been her friends, as we know. Like, and she just starts crying, and it's a really long... scene with a sort of awkward long shot, not like zooming out or any that, and she's just in tears, and this goes on for like 2 minutes, right? And then she slowly takes the pistol that Chandler used to kill Richard and just puts it in her mouth, and she's sobbing and all this kind of stuff, and then she pulls the trigger, smash cut, right? Another smash cut back to Central Perk.
Yeah,
okay. Everyone's there, but everyone's all in bandages and like, you
okay,
know, like
so
everyone's still alive, right? But they're all covered up and like, you know, they're all missing bits of themselves or whatever. And Chandler turns and goes like, well, that was a lousy night or something like that. Like, yeah, well, what are we going to do for next Halloween? And then it's like, I don't know. And then the last shot is like Ross with like a knife behind him. Or the rope. No, Ross hangs himself again.
Oh my, that is... Not what
and
I
then it's that, like,
that is no doom, 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 that is not what I had in mind at all.
Oh.
That is, I've meant something kind of whimsical, like, you know, the Futurama episode where they go into an alternate universe box.
Oh no,
not killing the entire cast of Friends twice.
Oh,
over.
But it would be brilliant. But then that's the thing, they're all fine, and then they never reference it. Because it's, you know, it's not
but
canon.
I wouldn't matter if they're fine. I'd have to see all that. I'd have to see Ross forcing his shit into people's faces. No,
Ross forcing his shit. There's a
Marcel.
Monkey.
Yeah. Same thing. They blur characters. Are you okay? I mean, I know you're hungover, mate, but that was dark.
I don't know. I've got really into it. I mean, like, maybe Mona's
shit.
There. Maybe she's... Mona the Vampire.
Oh, no. You
oh,
can't, that's
my
not a crossover
God.
That's working to happen.
Well, what were you intending?
Well, it's something a lot nicer.
Like what?
Okay. Off the top of my head. Okay. You know what's in need of a gritty Halloween episode.
You see, mine was gritty.
Yeah, but too gritty.
Okay.
Too fucking real.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Never did a Halloween... They might have done a Halloween episode, but it'd probably been, you know, Fat Controller telling a few spooky stories by candlelight, right?
Yeah, and pooing.
Sorry, Thomas the Tank Engine did not cover pooing.
Sorry, by the way, I'm just going to take my shirt off. I hope that's okay.
You just got your nipples out.
I'm so warm, and I'm really hungover. And you know when you get to that stage where you're like, oh, I'm too hot?
No.
So Thomas the Tank Engine needs
no,
to
I can't concentrate. Your nipples are winking
I'm
at
sorry.
Me.
Sorry. I'm going to... All right, I'm going to go with this. I think that mine is the correct way you should do a Halloween episode.
No, okay, so... Okay, so...
Hit me.
It is a rainy and windy night on Soda Island, which is where Thomas the Tank Engine is set.
Where is that?
So it's fictional, Paddy.
Yeah, but where would you say it was? Is it in the EU?
Yeah, it's around the coast of Britain somewhere.
Part of NATO. Okay, Coast of Britain. So what? Kind of like Isle of Wight.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Okay, right, okay, no, fine. Okay, keep
and,
going, keep
and
going.
They're all in the and all the engines are in the engine shed. It's a very windy, rainy night. A big storm going on, but they're all safe and sound inside. And Thomas is kind of snuggling down. He's just ready to go to sleep.
Right.
And at that point, Annie and Clarabel wheel in slowly.
Right.
And they go, "Whoa, Thomas! Whoa!" Oh, no. And he goes, "Whoa, what? Oh my! Oh my! Big engine!" I can't remember what he says when he's in. Thomas
drinking.
No, Annie and Clarabel they're just playing hide. Oh, Thomas, it's Halloween. Oh, we thought we'd mess around tonight.
Being spooky
and,
trains.
Okay, Thomas. Oh, would you two scamps?
Right.
And Thomas and Neil go back into their little siding, and Thomas goes, so he hunkers down to sleep. He goes, "Peep, I can't wait for tomorrow because I get to see all my friends on Halloween. We can go trick or treating."
Yeah.
Okay. And as he's sleeping, the winds go, and suddenly in the middle of the night, there's a burst of lightning. Thomas wakes up with a start. He realizes he's been asleep for hours.
Oh wow!
And he just hears over the wind and rain. He hears, he
is an owl.
And he goes, "No, he doesn't know what it is."
But it sounds like an owl.
It sounds really spooky, and he thinks, "Oh, it's just one of the younger engines playing around tonight on this spooky night."
Could be an owl.
Thinks nothing about it until the morning.
Right.
In the morning.
So he goes back to sleep.
Yeah, he goes back to sleep.
A restless sleep.
Okay. Fitful. Little spurts of steam halfway through. Anyway,
like
he wakes
a wet dream for trains.
Yes.
Thomas goes back to his
Henry
sexy,
goes,
sexy
"Whoa,
dream.
Thomas, you've spaffed yourself, haven't
Jesus
you?
Christ. Oh, yeah.
No.
And then he hangs himself.
No.
Like,
number one, how could a train engine hang himself? Next morning, and all the trains line up for their daily inspection, and the Fat Controller is nowhere to be seen. Everyone's really worried. Where's the Fat Controller gone? And eventually he stumbles in. Paddy is miming a noose. No. I mean, I know he's overweight, Paddy. That's not enough reason. And the Fat Controller comes in, and he's not wearing his usual suit, and it's kind of his tie's hanging off. He's got the wrong colour shirt on.
Yeah.
His hat's got a big hole in it, and it's at an angle.
Oh, it's like wonky,
and he's got 6 o'clock shadow, big bags under his eyes. Looks like he's really hungover.
Okay.
And Gordon says, "Well, Fat Controller, what have you been up to this evening?" And James gets in, and someone goes, "Did you get a stripper?" And they all they all lay into it. In fact, "No, please, I had a very busy night. I can't remember."
Okay. Is he being coy or is
he's
just...
No, he's just being blustery and kind of exerting his authority.
Okay, all right. Okay.
The day, and he sets up the engines for the day, and Thomas is a bit worried, but he carries on. Anyway, as Thomas is tooting round, going in, he's taking some of the coal trucks over to Dennis the Digger,
Johnny the JCB.
And on the way over, he sees this field, and there are an awful lot of dead cows in this field. They've been ripped open, but and he sees leading up to each of them, there are two tire marks, two kind of scorched tire marks leading through each cow. And it looks like each one's just been blasted apart by something. He can't work out what it is. It's horrific.
And there's just rope everywhere.
And there's no hanging people anywhere.
Sorry, gallows.
And he carries on. He goes, "Oh, it's very strange, but I'm sure it's just the farmer."
Yeah.
And he toots around. He goes, "He's whatever his name was."
Thomas is sure it's just the farmer.
You know, it's just something that's happened.
He's just mown down all of his fucking cattle.
Yeah, because what do you do with cows? You cook them. But it's fine. And he goes around. He delivers the coal to Norbert the knob engine, whatever it was. And he comes back. and he sees. And he looks a bit closer to the field. And he sees the farmer and all the farmer's family stuffed into a coal shed that's been set on fire.
Oh, God. How can he see them?
Because as he's coming around the bend, he sees this plume of smoke, and he gets closer, and he sees it's really crude. It's a big coal shed with the lid taken off,
right?
Full of coal, and the farmer and his wife and their dog kind of stuck out. You can see legs,
and
you
they're
can
burning.
See dicks. It's all burning.
And they're screaming.
Yeah, and Thomas flips his shit and he goes, "What's going on? I don't know what to do." And he goes back to the engine shed. And when he gets to the engine shed, he sees that Gordon has been disemboweled.
Oh, fuck
all of his all of his bells and whistles and pipes or whatever. He goes, "Thomas, it was. And he vomits up his last
blood.
Bit of coal.
Petrol.
Train blood. The steam engines are petrol.
Oh,
that'd be ridiculous.
It's just steam
and
coming
he
out
dies
his eyes
there. And Thomas doesn't know what to do. And he rushes back to the train shed.
He doesn't run.
And Annie and Clarabel are there. And they're going, "Oh, Thomas, what's wrong? You've seen a ghost." And Thomas says, "Oh, well, I did. I saw something. I don't want to talk about it."
Okay.
And just as he says that, just as he says that, the sun suddenly sets.
Oh, what? Quite quickly?
Yeah, quite quickly. It has been about to set all day. But
sets in the west, as we all know. Rises in the east, sets in the west.
Why? Why are you interrupting my story with that?
Where's the moon?
I'm going to slap you.
Okay.
On your naked tit.
My naked tit.
And Tom's going, oh, please leave me alone. I don't want to do it. And just as he hears, Toot, toot!
Oh, the were owl.
And he's not aware. And as he hears that noise, a huge owl. A huge train comes hurtling over the hill.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's wreathed in fire, this black engine with red eyes and blood dripping from its mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And it storms through and it goes, I'm going to shoot you up. And the train sweeps in, and Andy and Claribel look around in horror. He smashes through them, like ripping bits out of them with his teeth.
Oh,
he's got these
God.
Two massive claws on the front. Oh, and he goes, ha, ha, ha.
So he's like ghost demon
like
train.
It's time to die or something. Looks like this train's gonna be derailed. Looks like there are some wet leaves on the track.
I guess you could say I'm training to be a killer.
Looks like you say it's a signal failure. And Thomas is spattered in, like, you know, engine grease and coal, and as it all the engines out, he goes, no, Thomas!
Yeah, yeah, like mass death.
And Thomas turns tail, heads fire, and goes back to the engine shed. On the way back to the engine shed, he sees that there are numerous other engines, like, disemboweled.
Hanging.
He doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. No hanging!
Okay.
And he goes all the way back, and he goes, ah! And he hides himself in the train shed, and he curls himself up into a little ball, which trains can do, apparently.
Yeah, called ball train.
And hides himself behind one of the coal buffers, and he's like, okay, I'm going to stay here all night, I'm going to... And yeah. in as the night goes on, he hears, I'm coming for you, motherfucker!
Oh,
as this train rips around, killing more of the engine.
Chickens flying in. That controller's just... Yeah.
Every so often, like, a bit like a head rolls into Thomas and we're going, no.
Well, he's just hiding.
He's just hiding.
He's turned his back on the world.
Next morning.
Right, morning okay, cuts. Sun cut. Rises, if anything. Brilliant.
Next morning, Tom's going, oh, perhaps it was all a horrible nightmare.
Yeah.
And he slowly turns around on the tiny little turntable. And it's so... Right, this bit is really important.
Okay.
It's really slow. It's
right, like, yeah, yeah. Because they are slow
five
as well.
Degrees.
Yeah.
Anyway, when he gets to about 170 degrees around,
right,
there's suddenly a... Like a string slide up. He's still going for like 10 seconds. And then he hears a coughing. Turns around. Who is it?
Fat Controller.
Looking even more disheveled than usual. He's wiping his mouth clean of a big globule of oil.
Yeah.
And you can see his shirt is ripped. His little fat man boobs are out. They've been singed slightly around the area. His cock's not out.
He's naked.
No, and his hat's completely gone. And he's looking Thomas wild eyed.
As you know what I did, Thomas.
Thomas goes, what is it? And the fat controller goes,
3 years ago on this very night, I was bitten by the last wear train in all of Sodor.
And he tells his story. And
from that day, I've had an insatiable thirst for coal, Thomas. Do you know what it's like to want coal all the time? Coal!
Why has he waited 3 years?
Why has he waited 3 years? He hasn't. What he's been doing, Paddy, is... It comes down in the exposition.
Oh, okay.
Other railways around the country have been going through some bad times. It's because the fat controller's gone to fuck them up. First Great Western.
But he's been
Virgin,
censoring the press.
HS2.
Yeah.
Everyone hasn't.
Chiltern,
not Lavender Valley Railway.
Yeah.
Would you believe it?
The other one.
Done.
Yeah, I'm done on trains.
TGV.
Yeah.
And he goes,
finally, the world will know my terrible secret. Every full moon I hunger. I hunger for train flesh.
And he goes, oh,
so he's the owl.
And he's the fucking wear train.
Yes, wear train. Sorry, owl.
And then he goes, but Thomas, my time is up. And Thomas looks at him and he realizes there's a huge gash across his middle and he's bleeding profusely. But
it's kind of
like oil and blood mixed together. He's
like
really
machinery, kind
way.
Of like yeah. When like a recital gets
because,
cut.
But there always must be a lich train.
And Thomas goes, what do you mean, sir?
And he goes, you know what I mean, Thomas. Drink of my blood. Save Sodor.
And Thomas goes, no, no. And out of nowhere, these hooded cultists come and pin him down.
Yeah.
And start chopping.
Yeah.
And they strip him.
And they strip him like of his paint job.
His fairings.
They strip the paint off him.
Yeah, exactly.
And slowly the
unscrew his trousers.
And the fat controller's limb like brought up on his massive pulley.
Yeah.
And squeeze. And it's incredible pain from him. He's squeezed dry like a lemon of all the demonic train juice into Thomas's funnel.
Yeah.
And that's it. Funnel. And then that's it. It just kind of like on train. That as he's going.
And what's weird about that is a funnel is basically a train's bum. So that's how.
That's how the disease is transmitted.
But then where? So hang on. Where are the owls? Are they in him?
There are no owls.
Oh. Now hang on. I've got a bone to pick with you. You said mine, right, was dark.
Yeah.
Mine was, for a start, Friends was made for grown-ups. Right, so and grown-ups also watch horror. Your show was made for ages 1 through 6.
Yeah, but it's
six.
Like there's no actual blood paddy. It's all like engine oil and grease.
Well,
and
yeah,
coal.
But that's still like actually.
And the farmer's family, you never see them on fire.
Well, yeah, but what about the cows?
Cows are just missed. No.
It's still, and also it's threat, isn't it? It's like mild threat.
Peril.
Well, no, it's peril. Well done.
Peril.
It's like. Yeah, because like I know exactly what you mean. When machines die, isn't that like a cartoon rule?
Yeah,
it's like Samurai Jack. Like Samurai Jack could never kill another person because you can't show that.
Because he was a weretrain.
Part of the reason that Batman was so successful, like there wasn't death going on.
Because he's a weretrain.
Well, yeah, because he's a weretrain. But Samurai Jack isn't a weretrain.
Hmm.
But all of his enemies are robots because he can cut a robot in half, yeah. And kids are allowed to see that. So actually, I see where you're coming from. But
yes, that is exactly still... what I meant from the beginning, Paddy. Thank you
but this
for clearing
still...
that up for us.
That would fucking ruin me if I was a kid.
Yeah.
That would ruin me now.
To be fair, I watched Friends when I was 12, and it probably would have ruined me.
But then, okay, but hang on, because we were saying that these things like a continuity and like there's no continuity or canon or anything like that. In the next episode of Thomas,
it's all fine.
Is everything fine?
All fine, but... apart from every so often, if there's a full moon, Thomas kind of shivers and goes,
yeah.
He never explained.
And he farts.
And he poop.
Little train poop.
Poop, poop.
Well, that's severely fucked everything up, hasn't it? I mean, that's...
Happy Halloween, everyone!
I'm so hungry.
Over!
Well...
Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell you, I'm the goose wizard, I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs, and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die. And I can't control my powers, because the geese are taking over. The geese have run amok. The geese have learned to improvise. Check out that goosey sound going bang. Flap, flap. Flap, 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 flap. Geese.
It's Halloween, and all around the house, nothing was scared, not even a mouse, but they were. That's my Halloween story.
Oh, what are you doing?
I wrote a Halloween haiku earlier.
Oh, no, you're not. You're just wasting time again.
No.
What you've done? No, what you've done?
No, what?
Is you've shirked all responsibility and worked.
We've written some Halloween songs, haven't we?
No, what you've got? You've gone to run and get your guitar so that we don't have to do the last bit of the podcast.
So you just make it up as we go along. Cut me some slack. I'm very hungover and I like guitars.
That is, both those things are
very true. I thought we could sing some spooky tunes. What's right, Scoob? No, hang on. Raggy? Sorry, he's Scoob.
Those are both really bad impressions. Give me the Scooby impression.
Raggy! Oh, that is actually really cool. Raggy!
Let me at him! Let me at him!
Spooky tunes from Spain. Spanish tunes.
A haunted paella. A haunted paella is in the kitchen.
See, it's so easy. That's the same. We didn't need to write spooky songs because we've got all the spooky songs we need in our hearts.
Okay.
In our hearts. So look, I'm going to sing you one.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna sing a little one. Oh, that's already.
It's Pearl Jam at the moment.
Oh, at the Pearl Jam spooky fest, I had a spooky dream last night. I dreamt that you were my wife, but you were dead.
You were dead.
Were Halloween dead, and that's even scarier than normal dead. Oh my God, God, Halloween dead is really, really, really.
This isn't very poetry, I mean, it's a booming chorus.
Cause you're alive, and I saw you yesterday down the shop.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween, yeah!
Cause Jeremy spoke in class today.
Dear, my daughter, don't you call me daughter.
You can't just do any better.
Yeah, no, okay. But like, I've written, you know, we've had some great spooky tunes.
What?
We've had some great spooky tunes. Do you know, over the years, I mean, like, because for a start, spooky tunes are normally finger plucked, aren't they? They're like, they're that kind of...
Okay, I got one, okay.
Okay.
Look at the tiny children, all in a row at school. Watch out for one, he might be a witch. And this one, he looks like a ghoul. That's a pun on girl. I'm a witch.
Yeah.
I'm a witch. I am a witch. Casting spooky, spooky spells. I'm a witch. But which one? Which witch is which? That's a joke that everyone has made. I'm a witch.
Okay.
And if I was a doctor, I'd be... Oh.
Doctor Witch.
Oh, a witch doctor! I set you up on that. Doctor Witch.
I was going Doctor Who.
Doctor. Doctor Witch. What else is scary?
I know. Okay, go.
Okay, we need a sort of...
Okay.
Oh, no, that's too...
No, like, a bit more rhythmic, like...
Okay, so how about sort of...
Where is Tom? He's been eaten by a lion.
That's so
Where
scary.
Where is Jeremy? Also the lion. There's a theme to this
yes,
song.
I thought there might be.
Ask me where someone else is.
Where's Margaret?
She's dead because she was eaten by a lion.
Too happy.
The lion's
Too
really.
Happy.
The lion.
Yeah, but that's the thing,
The lion's having a really nice time because he's a lion. And lions like to eat people. People are dead.
Do
but
they?
The lion is happy. That's why the chords have got unbelievably happy.
Okay, I
don't know. Halloween. Halloween.
You can't do that joke again. You've done that in too many songs.
I eat Halloween for me. Halloween.
I've got a bone to pick with you about that song, though.
Happy
you know, lie with lions.
A bone to pick. It's a bone from a spooky skeleton. From a skeleton. Skeleton.
Okay, this is derailing very quickly.
No, it's not. You see, that's the glory about this kind of thing. What you got to do is just do a chord that doesn't really work like this.
No.
Ghosts.
Not convinced.
Are in my pants.
Okay.
Spooky little ghost, a spooky little ghost, spooky little ghost in my pants. Oh no, spooky little ghost, spewing ectoplasm in my pants. There's ectoplasm everywhere. I promise it's not me, it's a spooky little ghost. I didn't come my pants, it's a little ghost. I promise I didn't come my pants.
Spooky little ghost in your spooky little house with your spooky little friends and your spooky little ghost. Have you noticed how all of the songs sound the same? Because they're all about a spooky little something and they're basically based on all of our other songs. All the songs sort of go a bit like this.
Goose, 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 goose,
goose, goose,
goose,
goose, goose,
goose,
goose, goose, goose, goose, goose, goose,
goose, goose, goose, goose, goose, goose, goose, goose, goose, Can I, if I was sort of lying, is that going to make my voice really
Yeah,
far
it's
going
to be, especially in this room, because it's quite echoey.
Okay, so
we do have to do this.
I've got to be leant forward.
Yes.
Wait,
tell us a little tidbit.
Okay, this sound check is...
You are already
the best
struggling
sound check I've ever done.
What if I'm really loud for a bit? How's that going to go down?
I don't even want to sound check the loud bits, because it's too loud. It's too loud.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be fine.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.